This morning we do the name of Jesus.
Some of you have, I'm just going to go through a summarized teaching on the blood of Jesus, I mean the name of Jesus as a weapon.
Amen.
And we are giving some of you the page in Proverbs 18:10. Can God so bless you in the time of coronavirus?
Of course.
It says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Amen. The righteous run into it. Where did they run? Into the name. That's a New Testament scripture. It says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Hallelujah. It says the righteous. Who's the righteous? We that saved. We must learn to depend on that name. It says the righteous runneth into it. Into what? Into that name. And it says, and they are safe. And it is safe. Hallelujah. I read it again. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it, and they are saved. Or it says also they are safe. Hallelujah. They're inaccessible. They're defended by that name. The devil can't touch you when you get up and live in the name of Jesus. It says whatever we do in word or in deed, do it in the
name
of Jesus. Hallelujah. Colossians 3:17. So whatsoever we do in word or deed, do it in the name of Jesus. We'll come back to that scripture again later. That's Colossians 3:17. No, this is where the righteous must live, in the name. Because the name is a strong tower. And the devil has no access to you. I can't even go to righteous only now. I baptize in that name. I'm blessed in that name. Isn't that true? Hallelujah. The name helps us to stay in Christ Jesus. Can I say that again? The name helps us to stay in the Lord. Later, dear. Stay in the Lord. It's easy, isn't it? The woman that's married, she gets her husband's surname. That surname covers her. Says, her name now, isn't it? She's in that name. She can go to the banks anywhere and use that name because that name was given to her. She's in that name. Hallelujah. And that name covers her. Isn't that true? It covers her. And she's protected by it because she's in a marriage. She's covenanted. So, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and they are saved. We have to ask ourselves the question, what does the name of Jesus mean to you? Amen. Do we know the power in the name? Is this name real to us? Many times this name is just used without any faith. And we've got to get back our faith in the name of Jesus. We all know the name of Jesus, but do we have faith in the name of Jesus? I always share this because it helps you show what I mean when I say you've got to have faith in the name of Jesus. Many years ago, my mom and dad was having home cell in Wurgesig, and they asked me to come and preach at this home cell. So I went and preached, and this house was full of, there's a lot of people. And when it came time to pray, I had just finished the book, The Name of Jesus. I read it, studied it, looked at it, and I started praying for people, and nothing happened. And there was a guy there that they brought up. They said, he gets fits. So I stood aside and said, but Lord, I believe in this name. And I'm going to pray again for these people in this name, Lord. You must touch them because I'm coming in your name. So I started to pray for the people again, all over again. When I started saying this time in the name of Jesus with faith, they started going under the power of God. And the Lord set free the guy that had fits. In the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. I said there's power in the name of Jesus. Don't undermine the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm reminded also of one preacher. He said that he went to a certain church to preach there. And he says, oh, does a struggle to preach? He says, why do you preach? It seems a plate in the mirror and a duck. We met a certain cake and it was popper. And we get a cake and it was a popper. You know, a preacher can sense when the word has been eaten. It's taken. So he said he came back to that church after a while, you know. And when he preached this time, it was such a pleasure to preach in this pastor's church. After the sermon, the pastor asked him, did you notice a change in my church when you preached this morning? Or that day, the host preacher said, yeah, big difference to what it was the last time. So the preacher said, let me tell you what happened here in this church. Now, I want you to listen nicely because we can use this week also to break a lot of demon power. Amen? He says, I was fasting and praying in the church. And then he said he was laying, you know, by the pulpit area and praying. And suddenly he said, the Lord gave him a vision. He says, the ceiling opened. And he looked up and he saw this big demon that looks like a baboon sitting on the rafters and looking at him. Now, come on, just think about it. The demons can stop the word reaching you even here while you're sitting here. Demons can put you to sleep while you're sitting here. Demons can make you think other things while you're sitting here. Amen? He said, hey, look, he saw this demon up there on the rafters. And he says he used the name of Jesus. He said, in the name of Jesus, come down. And that demon fell off from there. And every time he said, in the name of Jesus, get out, the demon would take a few steps and look at him. Then he would say, in the name of Jesus, get out of the church. Then the demon would take a few steps and look at him. He walked to this devil in the name of Jesus, opened that door, and says, get out in the name of Jesus. And the demon stood. He said, you leave this property, get off my property, get off, get out of this church, in the name of Jesus. And he said, that demon ran out there. He said, he watched that demon run down the road. And he said, he saw the demon run into the bar. He said, the next week, the bar burned down. The next day was at Pakeda, somebody. When we fast and pray, we must believe. Use the name of Jesus. A few times I said, Lord, why is this church struggling? Standing still, not growing. And many times I used to think maybe I'm a bad preacher or a pastor or whatever, or us leaders are not good enough, whatever. Then the Lord told me, sometime in this year, the Lord said to me, you must deal with the devil. You must deal with the devil. I kept telling you, the enemy attacks Living Word because for 37 years we've been hitting him in the streets. Almost 40 years we've been beating him up. Do you think he's going to just leave us like that? We as a church should be fasting and praying more than any other church. So this week I want to tell you, fast and pray. Let's get in there, fast and pray. The problem is not our characters. The problem is not that we're bad or whatever. The problem is there are demons stopping you. As demons stopping this church. Amen. There's demons that don't want to see this church before. Stopping the money. Stopping the growth. The progress. The going forward. And I realize many times we say we're fasting and praying. But the majority of our people don't fast and pray. Van dat van die dag dat ik zei dat ons af zonder een bidden zei honger. Zei vriend meer als wind. Daar ben ik niet meer als wind. Come on, be honest. A lot of you don't fast and pray with us. Amen. Skillet vergeten. Ons zonder af. And it's true. A lot of you say, this week I'm fasting. Is it niet waar? By 12 uur, en jy so dik geëet het, dan sê jy eers, oeh, ons gaan vast het vandag. Ek het skoon vergeet. Because the devil says, hey, those people that go to fast, send a horde devils, stop her, geel you get to 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, you say, we had to fast. And it's chocolate on your behalf. The only Spanish from Muslims will be in Fahir. Anyway, let's get into this quickly. Three things we need to do for just for this morning, amen. How did Jesus obtain this name, this power? Amen. And this is very important because I need to know this background. Hallelujah. Because that gives me the faith to believe in the name of Jesus. So I want to take them in different orders, okay? Okay, let's take it just as I got it in mind. The first way was through inheritance. Jesus received that name through inheritance. Now, what is inheritance? It means it's a possession that belongs to a family, is it not? Your erfposse. God had this name. A family name. It's a family name. Amen? And it's a possession of the family of God. It's something that you receive. An inheritance is something you receive through family ties. You have a word that is family. Hallelujah. So read with me the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, and verse 4 down to 6. Yo voy a editar una caña de rabia, es que ya no me dice, pues, para el curso. Reading with verse 4 and 6, it says, being made so much better than the angels, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name, amen, than they. So an inheritance, Jesus received this name because he's connected to the Father. He's the Son of God. Hallelujah. He ontvangt een erfportie. Son of God. Child of God. Firstborn from the dead. Hallelujah. And it was an inheritance. Dein Name ist belangrijk. This is why you find also many fathers, when they want the son, because they say, who's going to take my name? And for women, I want a son because he must carry my name. Hallelujah. Our Father God is proud that Jesus was the first one born out of the dead. And that name was given to him. Hallelujah. Jesus. He's taking the Father's name. Jesus. Hallelujah. Which means what? Savior. Messiah. Deliverer. Amen. It's powerful. Through inheritance and heirship, that is the first way. The Father gave his own name to his Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Say, Eye now. So that's very important. God is trots. Want het is Seun. He's the firstborn. And he gave the firstborn, our big brother, that name. Jesus, Messiah, Savior, Deliverer. Hallelujah. That's why I don't understand. Hoe kan Christen nou hulle kinders name gee wat Table beteken? Damien. Amen, dat sit sommer daar Star Wars. It's only amongst our people that we don't want to attach our children to God. Jews always try to name their children with some attachment of God to them. Like Elijah, E-L already, speaks about El Shaddai, it's tied to God. This is why, when we go to heaven, we receive new names. Dat God vraagt demons en aan weg. Put your arm on. get tied to the Father. We get new names. Do you know the reason why you were given two names on your birth certificate? The one was the old man, and it was, they were like the forefathers of the past, that when you finally get baptized in your church, or God said, then you're supposed to be using your second name. That's the name tied to God. That's why when we get to heaven, He hasn't given number for us. And sometimes we don't realize, isn't that true? The power in a name. Huh? Saul was changed to Paul. Jesus even changed Peter's name and said, now you will now be called Peter. Rock. I'm tying you up to me. To my work. To my anointing. Amen. As that means that the kinders vrot namelijk hier. Daarom is the kind vrot. We don't want to tie our children to God. Muslims tie their children to God's names. They like it. Or some godly name in the Bible. David, Dawood, I read their name. Thank God for those who have given their names, Joshua, Caleb. Praise the Lord. Ons het Jeremiah, die profeet, is so. It's going to be 1 year old already. Thank God for parents, Christian parents who now know, let me tie my child to God. Put some godly part in his name. Now, I'm just showing you how important names are. That Jesus had to change Paul's name. Change Peter's name. Very, very important. Okay, so it's important then to know that Jesus received his name as an inheritance, as a possession. A proud Father God said, this is my son. In whom I well pleased. Right there at the baptism in Luke chapter 4. Amen. This is my son. Amen. They draw me now. He's taking my name. Hallelujah. Amen. And then the second way that Jesus received his name was through what we call bestowal. Was irresistible. Amen. And the word bestowal means to apply, to put to use. In other words, God didn't want that just to be a name, but that must be a name that can be used or used. It's a name that can be applied. As a name, but it's Torah. It carries what? Salvation. Deliverance. Amen. Healing. It carries Messiah. It's a name that's practical. A practical name. Doesn't mean that a name but that has time. Must be a name that is active. So it was bestowed. The angels declared. This is why we call him this. Because he must do that. Okay, so we're just reading there in Matthew 1, 21. It must be a practical name. Did you know a lot of our politicians, God had set their names out hundreds of years ago because their names would be prophetical in South Africa changing. And I've been meditating and thinking that I need to just write a little book on that. Amen? And God had said, Africa is a rhythm. How wonderful they are now, yes, for spell and blessing, and prepare people even before they were born. That's why. Stop playing around in South Africa. We need to pray for this nation. God has done everything to keep this nation as a Christian nation. First time I got it? God has planned our nation from stopping it from having a civil war, from falling into the hands of witch doctors. Fuck, no, our politics is about witchcraft. There's a whole lot of our politicians who are into witchcraft. And these demons, through these politicians want to still break the nation. That's why we must pray. Go and pray. So, what does it read there? And he shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Thou shalt do not say, now Jesus is Baruch, for he shall save the people from their sins. So when we speak about bestowal, and put it down, clever, did not put that to. This name must work. This is not a dead name. This name means Savior. This name means Deliverer. This name means healing. Amen. Very important. It is close to what we call also the name Joshua. Jehovah. Or Joshua also, or Yahweh, they say. But it means the same thing, amen? Did you know that our God is in that name? Hallelujah. And so, that name, it means to apply that name. It must be a name that can be applied. That would have breakthrough. It's a Messiah. It's a healing name. It's a deliberate name. See, Joshua means what also? Like Moses, it means what? Deliverer. Amen? Savior. The Padul is God. And how can I say your kid's name is demon? That means demon. How can people do that? How can they curse their children like that? Well, they were ignorant when they did it, eh? They didn't know. So bestow me then that she must receive a practical name, a name that is active, alive, a name that does something. Now we're doing it, it's the doing it. And the angel said, we bestow this name, he shall be called Jesus. Why? Because he will save his people. Savior. Hallelujah. So there is power in the name. And did that name act? Yes. That name worked. Hallelujah. So the first one was through inheritance. But a trots of God the Father, this Messiah, my son, in whom I'm well pleased. I kept this name for my son, and I'm giving him this name. His name shall be called Jesus. Then the angel said, we bestow this name upon him because his name must act. Yeah. There must be a meaning in it, what it must do. It's got to do something. That's where you find a lot of prophets receive a practical name from God. Amen? Yeah. To perform. Mm-hmm. I mean, you get prophet Shepherd Bushiri. It's a prophet, full-fledged major prophet. God gave him that name because that is what he must do. Shepherd the people. Bring them back to God. Show them the way. His name must be a practical name. There must be practicality in it. Hallelujah. Shakaya Rasaya. Change your name if you must. I know if it's extraordinary now. And another name, God said, no more Abraham, but Abraham. I'm changing your name because from now onwards, Jesus didn't have to Abraham. Jesus said, Abraham. Yeah. Yet by now, God put his name in there by Abraham's name. So that he become what? Father of many nations. Yeah. Hallelujah. So every day his wife or the people called him Abraham. He was hearing, I'm a father of many nations. What did it happen? What happened with him? You see faith. Yeah. Faith to become a father of many nations. Yeah. Hallelujah. So dink mooi is as ons op dames hier is wat op kinders het dink mooi voor hy weer op kind te naam. Okay, let's look at the third one then. And this is the important one also. Through conquest. What is conquest? The overwinning. Many people know Cassius Clay and he changed his name to Muhammad Ali, which has a God in it in Arabic. Something. But we know him for what? For boxing. Yeah. And there was a quiet boxer. When we say Jesus, we must know Jesus for destroying the devil. Mm-hmm. Muhammad couldn't do it. Confucius couldn't do it. Buddha couldn't do it. Jesus came. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested to destroy the work of the devil.
Amen.
1 John 3:8. Dis die doel waarom hy gekom het. Om die duivel God te slaan. To break the devil. When you say Jesus, you remember conquest. He overcame our enemy, the devil.
Amen.
I mean, the moment a lot of us say David, you remember him at Goliath geslaan. Smashed. So conquest means that Jesus is a winner, is victorious, is the overcomer. Hallelujah. This is why we are what? More than conquerors. Romans chapter 8. Jesus conquered, but we are more than conquerors. And that's why that name Jesus means. That man Jesus destroyed my enemy. Destroyed my sickness. Destroyed my disease. Destroyed COVID. Jesus, hallelujah. Destroyed cancer. Destroyed AIDS. Destroyed poverty. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested. To destroy the works of the devil. So when I say Jesus, I'm saying conqueror, overcomer, master, savior, deliverer, healer, joy unspeakable, hallelujah. That name, when you say it, you must know, what did he do? Amen. This is why the devil wants to take that name and try to bring it down as a swear word. But this, if you will speak this name of faith, hallelujah, God invested all his power in that name. And then Jesus comes and says, take this name. Take my name. In my name, you will cast out devils.
Amen.
In my name, you will lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. Hallelujah. Why? Because I am the master. I destroyed your enemies. When you mention my name, that demons must tremble. They must run. They must flee because they know they met me face to face and I smashed them.
Amen.
I smashed them. Philippians, let's read that scripture. Philippians 2 from verse 6. Hallelujah. It says, who being in the form of God, though, thought he not robbery to be equal with God. See, come on, if your son is you, comes out of your loins. Amen. And he's going to grow up to be big like you. So Jesus did not think it robbery to be equal with God because God is his father. But made himself of no reputation. He decided himself to make himself of no reputation. Now we can spend the whole morning speaking on this, on the humbling of Jesus to the exaltation of Jesus. Amen? The humbling, yes, he was equal to God, but he decided himself to make himself of no reputation. Emptied himself. You know why some of us can't be blessed and we dealt with this Monday? Monday night, we took the words of Prophet T.B. Joshua. He said 2020, and he prophesied this many years ago. He said 2020 will be the year of humbling. And they showed it, if you watch this program, when they bring up that prophecy, they show how almost every second leader will say these words. We are humbled. We are humbled. COVID disease is humbling. It's breaking the economies. It's killing people. We are humbled. Governments realize we're not in control. People realize we're not in control. Slowly nations are finding out we can only run to God. I was just sharing, watching on YouTube a Catholic news. It's a Catholic news program where they said an evangelical church in Iran, and Iran is a big enemy of America and Israel. Iran just wants to destroy Israel. That's why they want nuclear bombs. This evangelical preacher said 50,000 Muslims get saved every month in Iran. Now at the moment. Because they are running to Christianity for an answer. Islam cannot save them. Ons sit in slaapies, ons kan nie a bedelaar, a bommelaar in die straat oor van die Here, in Jesus. There are people working. I told you that in Pakistan, evangelical churches said they have won over 60,000 Muslims in a year. 60,000 Muslims. All Muslims are running to Christian countries. We're supposed to be preaching to all these Pakistani business people here and send them back home to go preach the gospel. But you know what? We carry them like beggars. We're almost begging them. And the local bishop says, Islam is better than Christians. Look, we must come and save the Christians. Because we don't want to come right here in our minds. We must come run businesses here. Christians on the whole is basically lazy. Yeah, right around COVID or no COVID. 9 o'clock. Huh? Pakistani and foreign hairdressers are still busy working. The shops are still open. Jason for the TV, Google Eyes. Basically, Christians are lazy. South Africans are basically lazy. Amen. Foreigners now to make money. They come into our country, they take the jobs, they make money. And then we must go lend by them, beg by them, go ask them for donations. Because we have never learned to be proud as a Christian. Come on, say, I'm coming right. Say, this year I'm coming right. Okay, now we're busy here. Jesus made himself of no reputation. And look at this. He took himself upon him the form of a man. In other words, he didn't come as a big angel. He came in a body. He got tired. He got hungry. He felt hurt when people said things. He came in the form of a man. You understand what I'm saying? God in the form of a man. That's how he humbled himself when he came to this earth. Yes, he loved, but he couldn't take a wife and all these things. He was tempted, but without sin. He took himself in the form of a man and then of a servant, even went further and washed his disciples' feet and says, look, me, your master, I'm washing your feet. Will you ever wash Jesus' feet? Amen. Think about it. How do we serve Jesus? By serving people. Say, I serve Jesus by serving people. Jesus washed the disciples' feet and says, this is what I do and I'm your master. If you say that I'm really your master, then you must do what I'm doing. Learn to serve people. Serve people. That's why our Christianity is not a very practical Christianity. Our Christianity is based on what can I get from God? Maar as moet jy nie aangoed doen. Jy word daar as ek te lang preek. Jy preek jy daar. Jy het nie skop. You know, there's just not that reverence, respect for the things of God. Yeah. If we really love God, this place would be full, COVID or no COVID.
Yeah.
Come on. Monday night, the anointing came so powerfully. One of us, a sister, shared with me and said, when they left here, they were drunk in the Spirit. See, Jesus don't stop because of COVID. Our Lord goes on. Our Lord goes on as if there's no COVID, because our God is not moved by Eskom and COVID. And our Lord is not like for Yoga or Bear. So we must not be limited also. Somebody say amen. Hey, as I lay here that the piano comes, man, where you look on your understanding? My laziness hits you, eh? So he became a servant and was made in the likeness of a man. Okay? Similitude. In other words, anything that a man goes through, Jesus went through it. Same as a man. Hallelujah. Just like Nathan said, Ekreya, Asir, and others. His body, first in the form of a body, right? That means he got hungry, thirsty, tired. Then in the likeness of a man, he felt things that a man would feel.
Yeah.
Hurt, brokenness, lost his cousin, whose head was chopped off. Felt it. He went through hurts. Then he also had joy, isn't that true? Did you know that Jesus and himself, there's a scripture where it shows that they were singing in the book of Luke. Jesus said, Jesus went to church. He wouldn't tell us to sing if he was not singing. He prayed. The Bible said in Hebrews, he cried with great tears unto him who was able to save him. If Jesus did that, how much more shouldn't we be doing it? And so much so that he was so grieved knowing he was going to die. He asked his disciples, will you not pray with me 1 hour? Come pray with me, I'll stop. The likeness of Jesus came out when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Isn't that true? He needed help. He needed friends. He needed somebody to be around because his time to die was near. I'll stop. No more slap. And then it says there, and being fashioned as a man, he humbled himself. Amen. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Now the devil didn't see this coming, isn't that true? Now notice that he humbled himself. If you will know you are humble, and this is what we spoke about on Monday, you will know you are humble when you know how to obey.
Yeah.
Then you know.
Yeah.
Ik maak mezelf die minister.
Yeah.
Die pastoor was zelfs mijn commander, maar ik maak mezelf die minister, ik ga bid.
Yeah.
Maar hij is vol van jezelf, hij zei, nou, dat is nog COVID. So you don't have to obey me.
Yeah.
Obey God.
Mm-hmm.
Some say amen.
Mm-hmm.
When you're full of yourself, you will never obey anybody, but wie is my help for me to say what I need to. So obedience is one of the first signs that you're a humble person.
Mm-hmm.
Humbleness is me, it's a promo. And like said the other, that's not humbleness, that's sadness. That's sadness. The moment you scandalize your pastors and preachers or anybody else that's a leader, you are proud. You and the devil are the closest friends you can get. Pride. Obedience, and it says obedient unto death. The Father said, will you go and die for the people? And he obeyed. And not just any death, the death of the cross. And the death of the cross is one of the worst deaths, as if he was a dirty criminal. He died that day. Not at the time, I was going to follow him. And it says here that at the name now of exaltation comes. And then also God has highly exalted him and given him a name. See, the conqueror's name, amen? Which is about every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Here we go. Hallelujah. of things in heaven, dit waar draai na krag. Of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. This is why some people, if you read Dr. Kenneth Hagin's testimony, he died 3 times. Twice he went down to hell. Twice the demons almost took him right through the portals of hell, and a voice spoke and sucked him up again. Ooh, this is harder. Do you know, he says, from that day, every night, he praised the Lord, even though he died and they died. He praised the Lord every night, but it was net so. So he for eeuwig in die hel gewees het. How grateful am I? Ons slaap met die TV en ons staan op met die TV. Do you ever thank the Lord that he saved you? En weet dat jy die hel gesien het, miskien moet ons allemaal die hel sien en ander seker wegkom. He says every night he never sleeps until he has thanked God that he was plucked out of hell. So there's authority even in hell in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. As you feel your glip and you're busy on the sack, help to roep maar in the name of Jesus. Miskien sal die Heer jou weer eens reg gee. You're a backslider this morning. Call on the name of Jesus. Roep jou. As you've been sonde speel, maar jy kom sit nog steeds in die kerk, roep maar op die naam van Jesus, because you don't know when you'll die. But that, no, daar sit ons vol sonde in die kerk. En ons smile, en ons gaan aan lekker dag, doen niks. Maar die Heer ken alles, is het nie waar? And God knows that what you're doing can take your salvation from you. Roep om aan. En die tijd van my naam tijd. Jong, jylle moet roep, ons moet roep. I pray now that say, jylle genade! Because sometimes you forget even how to pray. Die staan gaat in die gebest en sê, jylle, wat moet ek bid? So kult kan die mens vraag. Let's call on the name of the Lord. Amen. It says in and at that name of Jesus, every knee should bow, things in heaven and earth, and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Every tongue should confess it. Amen. That's why demons tremble at the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That's why demons must come out in the name of Jesus. Come on, I'm almost finishing. Colossians 2. Verse 14 and 15, you know the scripture very well. See, when I know what this name, what Jesus did, then I know how powerful is that name. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross, and having spoiled or stripped devils. And having spoiled or stripped principalities. Mm-hmm. Now, what is principalities there? They're magisterial or ruling devils. Amen. And powers. What is powers? Demons with authority over other demons. He made the shoe of them openly. Hallelujah. That means they exhibited them openly, triumphing over them in it. And this is the key thing, that Jesus destroyed or conquered the devil. That word triumphing means he conquered them. Was victorious over them. Triumphed over these demons. Hallelujah. Even death, he that had the keys of death, Jesus took it from him. Of hell and death in the book of Hebrews, the book of Revelations 1. Isn't that amazing? Jesus took, he that had the power of hell and death, Jesus took it from him. Jesus holds the key to hell and death. That's why Jesus can pull out with me once to out of hell. Not when they're in there, I mean, while you're on your way there.
Before you go into there, before you go through those portals of hell. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus overcame the devil. In other words, Jesus dealt with the source of all our problems here. Die bron van jou probleme is klaar verslaan. The source of your poverty, whether it's generational curses, whether it came through family or people curse you, whatever, the source of your problems are dealt with. Jesus already overcame it. Hallelujah. That's why in His name I can thank be blessed again. In His name I am free. Amen. In His name, if I've got the character weakness, that weakness can be destroyed in the name of Jesus. That's why whatever we do in word and deed, do it in the name of Jesus. If you will live in the name of Jesus, you won't sin. Isn't that true? But you had to go up and say, I will steal it in the name of Jesus. And I will fruit no in the name of Jesus. No. That would be stupid, eh? So he overcame and stripped the devil. Whatever authority or power the devil had, or let me also put it so, whatever weapons the devil had to destroy us is rendered powerless. Especially when you come in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There's devils that can make these chairs and things move. There's devils that can put the cancer on you. Amen. But in the name of Jesus, you can destroy it, cast it out. Break it. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against you that can prosper. Any weapon that the devil has to destroy you cannot prosper. Because in the name of Jesus, it has been destroyed. It has no power against you anymore. This is why I'm speaking about it. Because I have a weapon that destroys the devil in the name of Jesus. You see, this name was given to us, and we have to round up now. In Matthew 28, Jesus said, "Go make disciples." Mm-hmm. Amen. Baptizing them now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In my name, in other words. Amen. When Jesus came to them, from verse 19, Jesus said these words, "All power is given unto me." All the power. All the power is given unto me. And then he says what? He turns around and tells his disciples, now, that power is where? In the name. Go in my name. Go in my name. The power, all the power again that has smashed the devil, all the power over the authority of the devil, all that power is given to me, Jesus said. And I said, but listen, church, I'm giving it to you. You take it. Matthew 28, let's read it. And Jesus said unto them, verse 18, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go you therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. In what name is that? In the name of Jesus. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, he says, I am with you always. How is Jesus with us always? In the name. Even unto the ends of the world. In the name. Hallelujah. So the power is not in heaven. The power is here with us. Hallelujah. We must bring this power through in the name of Jesus. Okay, we'll have to continue and just finish this next week. Amen. But we need to realize that Jesus destroyed the devil. Amen. Overcame his works. Hallelujah. It says that he made a show of them open. In other words, Jesus showed. He showed the hell, he showed the heaven, showed the earth even, that I have overcome the devil. Amen. It's amazing how many of you are still so scared to cast out the devil. The devil is powerless.
Yeah.
The Render him powerless in your body and in your mind. You've got to speak to your body. You've got to just keep on believing in that name. Amen. Yeah. Let's just do that one more. Ephesians 1:21 tells us the same thing. Amen. Ephesians 1:21. You can just write it down. I'll just read it to you. And this one says it all. It says, God raised Jesus from the dead, verse 20, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. And it says here, far above what? All principalities, all powers, all minds, all dominions. And it says, and every name that is named. Every name that is named.
Yeah.
Cancer is just a name. COVID is just a name.
Yeah.
Poverty is just a name. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's just a name. Fear is just a name. And I've got to know that Jesus' name is above every other name. And every other name must bow to the name of Jesus. It says that every name that is named, not only in this world, but also that which is to come. And that all things under his feet that gave him to be the head of all things to the church. Now, again, like every other teaching and preaching, you must meditate on this till it becomes real.
Yeah.
It will sound like a very good teaching now, but that's all it will be. It will do nothing for you until I study this.
Yeah.
Until it gets into my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Then it becomes real. That name will become real. Amen. I remember the first time this name, I used it. And this is when God was starting to train me concerning demons and devils. I've been fasting for 3 days, and on the third day, I was laid in the bed. We had double beds. I was in the bottom. And how many people know that nightmare is that the room where you cry? Where you scream and things go bad. The spirit of fear, this thing came on me. And, but before it came, before this happened, I just about opened my eyes. It was my third night fasting, and I used to do a wrong type of fast. I was fasting without water and without food for 3 days.
Yeah.
I wouldn't touch water or food for 3 days. I saw these demons come up from the my feet side, and they screamed, and they fell on my body. It just like looked like they sank into my body. And I started to scream just like a spirit of fear. My ducks popped in. And I told myself, in my mind, and my eyes was open, I said, I'm not mad. I am awake. Our whole body was paralyzed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I threw my eyes to the switch. I said, that's the light switch. That's the globe. And then inside of me, the Holy Spirit started to speak and say, in the name of Jesus. I started saying inside of me, in my spirit, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, loose me. In the name of Jesus, loose me. And slowly my body came loose. Now, let me tell you this, because I want you to realize, when God gives you time to teach, he gives you authority.
Yeah.
So we were in the tent, so we can touch. I didn't preach at night. I had to go to a prayer meeting quickly and then come back to the tent. Somebody else was preaching in the tent. We brought a woman from the Moravian Moscow, Isokan Moscow, Ungedra. We carried her into the tent. I told her, wait for me, I'm coming back, I'll come pray for you. Just stay here. I went and preached, came back. Service was going on, time to pray for the people. I got to, we had this lady in a chair, she was crippled. 3 weeks crippled. They said she just had a cold and suddenly she couldn't walk anymore. And when I got close to her, the Lord said to me, you know these devils, you met them.
Yeah.
You understand? There's a sound that died into your father and crippled you. The Lord said, it's the same guys.
Yeah.
I met him with a smile. I said, who's those guys? This is that guys. I said to the woman, don't you want even to walk now? I said, in the name of Jesus, you foul, unclean, crippling devils, get out of her body. In Jesus' name. No struggle. She got up and she walked.
Amen.
After 3 weeks of being crippled. Couldn't walk. The doctors didn't know what's going on. Amen. What I'm saying is, people, you must start learning to take your authority. You must. Otherwise, you need to stay on the same level where a flu devil will hit you. Claim they know this line. And the devils. Claim quick Islam. And the devils. Skinner devils. Last devils. All these little devils will continue to hit you as long as you don't take authority over them. You must start dealing with them. Amen. That's why we are wrestling on against flesh and blood. Some of you are not growing in your authority because you're not applying your faith against these devils. You must apply the faith in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let's stand. Praise God.